Random House Audio presents The Diet Fix, Why Diets Fail and How to Make Yours Work. This is the author, Dr. Yoni Friedhoff. For the four wonderful women in my life, Stacy, Talia, Leia, and Yael. Preface. Whether it was Rita Mae Brown or Albert Einstein who first said it, the quote, "Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results," might just as well have been written to describe society's past few hundred years of weight loss efforts. From the famous milk cure of the early 1800s, when dieters traveled deep into the Swiss Alps for the privilege of being assigned their own personal cow, whose freshly milked udders provided their sole source of sustenance for 7 to 14 days, to William Banting's blockbuster 1864 bestseller Letter on Corpulence, to the 1970s 700-calorie Scarsdale diet, grapefruit diets, and cabbage soup diets, there's certainly not been any shortage of traumatic diets over the years. The modern day isn't much different. For every ridiculous diet that falls out of favor, a new ridiculous diet is born. While all of these diets have markedly different methods of calorie control, they all share a common theme. In order to lose weight, you have to suffer. There's an underlying belief that success resides in white-knuckle willpower, in under-eating, over-exercising, and somehow learning to like it. These ideas are echoed not just by individuals, but by the media, the entertainment industry, and even our public health officials and allied health professionals. So do any dieters succeed in not just losing, but in actually keeping it off? A recent poll revealed that of the 2/3 of us who have medically significant amounts of weight to lose, nearly 60% have tried more than 6 times to lose weight. Of those who've tried,